The Koala's Magical Adventure, written by Sarah Case Mamika, illustrated by Nicholas Peruzzo. In the land down under, far, far away, live two twin koalas, cute, playful, and gray. Not typical koalas, no, not at all, for they had magical powers at their beck and call. These magical powers seem to flow from within, and for those around them, the healing would begin. Their life was simple, light-hearted, and free, just eating eucalyptus leaves while living in a tree. But they wanted much more. They wanted to roam, so they schemed and dreamed about finding a new home. One day, from up high in their shady tree, they saw a jeep coming. Perhaps their chance to flee. Hurrah! Fantastic! Bravo! Yippee! It happened to stop right under their tree. These two marsupials were very clever indeed. They slipped quickly in the back before the jeep could proceed. How exciting, they thought, as the jeep bounced down the road. They were off to new adventures and a brand new zip code. They had no idea how far they would go or what lay ahead. There was no way to know. After what seemed like forever, the jeep came to a stop. What to do, what to do, so their plan didn't flop. It was time for some magic that they used at will, changing into stuffed animals to remain very still. When the driver pulled back the tarp for his gear, he found two stuffed koalas, so cute and so dear. No time for wondering, no time at all. Just catching his plane would be a very close call. In his bag they were stuffed for a really long flight. Oh well, okay, there was no need for fright. They'd just go to sleep, as was often the case. Up to 18 hours a day was their normal pace. They slept and slept as they dreamed of new places, when up popped the lid, and he was right in their faces. The kind-looking man hugged them real tight. They'd never been held. Hey, this was all right. The man was enveloped in a calm unexplained, as he sensed a power of healing, which for hours remained. The koalas loved their new home and thought they might stay until one woke up in Florida on a hot, sunny day. How did I get here? He thought with a start, when a little girl picked him up and held him close to her heart. 5-year-old Ava, a little girl very smart, knew in an instant this wasn't a lark. The koala was special in so many ways, and she loved him dearly, more than words could explain. And she adored her great-grandfather, who was very, very sick. When she put her koala near him, he felt much better real quick. It was almost like magic, how he smiled and improved. It made little Ava's heart soar. She was so tenderly moved. The other furry koala ended up in Maine, a state way up north, where he went on a plane. He was given to David, a sick little boy, who knew in an instant this wasn't a toy. There was an immediate connection, one very rare, a truly special bond that no one could share. David improved right away. How could this be? Was it because of his new companion, whom he loved endlessly? The koalas loved their new lives, and companions as well, but missed each other more than mere words could tell. Then, almost like magic, as if it were fate, the two families went to Disney World on the very same date. But magic it wasn't, not this time. No, there was more at play, and it was definitely sublime. The families were related. Who would have guessed? And the koalas were reunited in a surprise whirlwind so blessed. How exciting, how wonderful, hurrah, yippee! There was no one in the world they'd rather see. When no one was around, the koalas romped and played, but the lives they had now, they never would trade. Because Ava and David were really great friends, the koalas knew they'd see each other again and again. What an adventure, a journey so great, nothing past or in the future could ever equate. The koalas missed Australia, climbing so free, and the taste of leaves from the eucalyptus tree. But in their travels they learned that nothing can compare to the people around you and the love that you share. No matter where you are, no matter where you reside, most important of all are the loved ones by your side.